This is a moment in Wine and Hip Hop, brought to you by Crew Love, blending wine and hip hop at the highest level.
Wine and hip hop, wine and music.
Yeah, what's good, Josh? Your man Jermaine Showtime Stone, aka the Wolf of Wine, aka the Zara Vibes, aka Young Thanos. So I'm just out here collecting Infinity Stones. Y'all already know what it is. Brand new season of Wine and Hip Hop. It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to be back outside. Y'all want to pull up outside with us, make sure you pull up National Prosecco Week. We starting off in LA, July 17th. Then we hitting Chicago on the 19th. Back to New York on the 22nd. Hit us up on social media. Email us for details. The events are extremely accessible. These amazing wines that we're going to be pouring. We got over 20 different producers. It's going down crazy. Shout the Prosecco DOC. But on to the episode, man. You know, I think this episode really highlights something that I've been saying for quite some time now. This wine and hip hop shit is global. You know, in this episode, I chop it up with a brother that I've been following online for quite some time. I feel like he's my German counterpart. He is the Mr. Wine and Hip Hop of Germany. He's been putting it down for years. We followed each other online for years. We've chopped it up all the time about doing something like this. Definitely gonna be pulling up to Germany and do something. He's gonna be pulling up to New York. This is one of my brothers, my dog, Tony Askitis. He has been putting on for wine and hip hop culture out in Germany for quite some time. So I've really wanted to just dig into it and get a better understanding of what he does out there. And this episode really, really breaks that down. So shout to Tony for doing this. This is one of those episodes that highlights that on surface level, we might be truly different. We might come from other countries. But as long as you subscribe to the same culture, this wine and hip hop culture, we are all one. It's not about color, race, ethnicity, geography. It ain't about none of that. It's about the art and this passion that we love. So make sure to check him out online. His social media handles are in the show notes. I had a lot of fun recording this, man. So I hope you all enjoy listening to this episode as much as Tony and I had recording it. I hope to see you all at National Prosecco Week. I hope to see you all in Europe. Without y'all, I'd be nothing, man. So without further ado, my man, Tony Askitis.
Music in a Glass is this format called. And I do this as well live. You can see some reels on Instagram for it, but I do it live because, you know, my thing is to draw people and give access to this complex wine world, and I use some things that I like for it. So I do this Music in a Glass live, for example, in ProWine right now. I invite some winemakers and I tell them in advance, just send me 3 wines. I taste them and I was like, okay, pair this with music. And then we had an audience for 40 or more people, 60 people. Actually, and then I said, before I introduce this guy, listen to these 3 songs and you have to guess which song is the wine right now. So there's kind of gamification and directly, you know, people, if they can guessing, you know, directly, they are open, much more open-minded. Because for me, I'm tired to have this kind of moderation that there's, The worst thing is that if there's just one speaker and there's just, you know, sending all the time, just one guy, it's the worst thing because it's boring, man. It's just boring. And then if you have the at least somebody, the winemaker, who can speak better about the wine that this guy who made it, you know? Right. And that's why I like to have this conversation thing, you know, and then the winemaker place or explain the wine, what he did with the wine. I, because of my job, I'm sommelier, do it sensorically and also do a food pairing, for example. And then we have this thing or an extra part with a sound. And after he described, you know, everybody is like, oh, okay, I'm guessing it's the sound. I listen to the sound, try to think what it is. And then they are open-minded. And then you can hit them, you know, with a lot of information about the wine pretty easy, if they, even if it's very deep, you know,
right.
Deep talk. And afterwards, you know, we play the mystery song again, and then everybody's guessing, even the winemaker. And then I explain what I feel in this combination and this pairing with the music and the sound, and it's individual, for sure it is. But there is a lot of connection. It's fun to do, you know, to pair wine with music and tip off in general. Yeah, it's a fun thing. This is what we did every single day on Pool Wine.
That is very cool. That's extremely cool. So for those people at home that don't know about Provine, how would you explain that to someone at home?
I think it is the main world fair for wine. There are a lot of others, but Provine, you know, starts in the 90s somewhere and is so big, 70 halls full of different wine regions and countries. And this is also a thing, if you are coming as a newbie in this fair, you are completely overkilled, you know, because it's so much to expire, how you say it? Explore, sorry. You see it disappear.
Yeah.
It's so much things to explore. And this is what I do. I want to give them also in this fair access, but it's a very huge wine fair. And yeah, it's international right now, still the biggest wine fair in the world.
Wow.
So far, I think.
That is,
yeah, it's amazing. And I have it in front of my door. It's crazy. I go by bicycle there, you know.
So that's cool that they that's dope, man, and it's right out there. So it's wine and hip hop, man. We gotta ask, the second thing that we always get into is the actual wine and hip hop pairing. So today you pick the wines, I pick the rhymes. So what wine did you choose, and why is that wine special to you?
All right. So I'm full in love with German Riesling, especially from the Mosel Valley region. And I like, they're not the dry ones. There are a lot of off dry and sweet ones. And do you know why I like it so much? Because you have like a dimension more. So if you see just the dry wines in a row, so you have a lot of different kind of styles. But if you add the off dry, you have such a step further, and if you have the off dry, the sweet ones, you have more dimension, kind of, you know. And this wines bring a lot of ripeness potential, and in the end, there has nothing to do with what they was before. So you have a sweetness, you have a minerality coming from the soil, it's a schist, and you have a lot of acidity. And you know, if they get ripe, you know, every part comes near to each other and makes a very, very nice circle, let me say. And it's a very balanced taste, and I kind of addicted to this kind of wines. And this is, you know, this Wiener Sonnenuhr, I show my tattoo right now.
Ooh,
this is Wiener Sonnenuhr. I don't know if you ever heard about it. It's a single vineyard's name, and in between this single vineyards, you have this sundial inside. And this is a love to this region in general, so I collect this wine a lot and love to drink them.
That's dope, man. That is dope. All right. And I love your explanation there. See, man, you talking about your English. Dude, you could be a Somme here. That was an amazing description of Riesling and why it's special. You know, so
right.
You good to go, man. You ready to come out here. All right, so I got it, though. I hope you ready for this pairing. And your description is absolutely perfect for this artist. And I've had this conversation with people before, but I just feel like your description complements my reasoning so well. And that just goes to show you how connected wine and hip hop are, man. It's a universal language. Drake.
Drake
is the Riesling of hip hop.
I mean, these just my suggestions, of course. I'm right here fresh off divorce, and I'm trying to look in her eyes, maybe express my remorse. If she wanna rebound with me, I'm down to go get her some boards. I'm here for the moral support. Whipping the vest ball for six tequilas. Big Benjamins like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Drake, you got it. Robert Kraft sent a jet for us. That shit was patriotic. You would think we live in Baltimore, the way they raving about the latest product.
you know, from the dry and sweet from the off dry and sweet from the Mosel is amazing, because Riesling is special. Everything that you described is special because of that range, right? How it could go straight from dry, go to sweet, you know, and then within that, there's still a lot of range, still a lot of room for subregions. And when you think about Drake, this guy can do every single style. You can go trap music, Drake. You can go
100%
US drill music, Drake. You can go UK drill music, Drake.
Niggas want peace like a saba, but we let bridge them burn like grabba. What? Four in the clears and one in the heady. Hand don't shake, man, hold that steady. You man love pose with a ting for the picture. You man should've bust that ting already. You man love hezzy, hezzy. Yeah, can't back chat to the prezi. You know when the beef just tastes like veggie. Gal go wrist for the mani petty. CC bag look nice, but the Birkin bag look way more heavy. That's just a big gal ting, man, you get me.
He can get sweet, but he can get dry too.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so, and he can have some punchlines and be smooth at exactly. the same time, you know?
And then he has a bunch of different levels, you know, and there we were just talking about the dry. He also has a bunch of different levels of sweetness, right? So when you think about Drake, you can go full R&B, crooner, singer Drake.
OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on.
You can go, you know, woe is me, Drake, with the women.
Things have been so crazy and hectic. I should have gotten back by now.
You know, you can go like, you know, kind of disrespectful. Drake has so many different layers to him.
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for me?
21.
Then 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my pussy ex for me. Then 21.
Yes!
I need someone to be patient with me. Someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be. But deep down I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pit bull, but darling, mommy, I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind, I'ma call away, mommy. Come
and to me, he is the perfect representation of Riesling as an artist, because he can be great at any
Amazing,
one of those
man.
Levels. So, yeah.
First, because he called himself Champagne Poppy on Instagram, don't he?
I know. He got to call himself Sect Poppy. You know what I'm saying? And even
yeah.
that, like, it's good sparkling. It's good still. Like, I mean, it's, you know. But, yeah, Riesling is a very dynamic varietal. Definitely one of my favorites for that. I always refer to Riesling as my gateway grape, because that was really what sparked me to like start buying older wines and things like that. Like, I could find older Riesling at auction for really good prices. And so, you know, and then also my palate had an easier time interpreting the sweetness, but because it had so many different levels to it, I was able to move into a lot more and have a much wider range in my palate just from falling in love with Riesling.
I like to hear that, man. And I like that you pair it or describe it with Drake, because for sure that always, if people in Germany, sometimes they say they don't like it because of the high acidity, because they misunderstood that acidity is not bad all the time to bring the wine to a balance if it's a good fresh acidity. And you can produce with Riesling every kind of, more or less every kind of each white wine that you can find in the world as well, because you can have it mineralic straight or very thick and powerful. And this is the same thing that you say with the layers in Drake. It's amazing, man.
Now,
yeah, he should change the name on it.
And here's the to get a little deeper on it, Chardonnay is extremely versatile as well, right? However,
same thing.
However, and don't get me wrong, Chardonnay is my favorite varietal. However, Chardonnay, there's still a ton of people that Chardonnay will miss because it doesn't have that like residual sugar. So it's there are people that just can't get there, that just won't understand it. So at even the most basic level, it can be felt and understood. You know, even more complex Rieslings, because you can get great complexity in some of their sweeter wines. So there, that's why you look at an artist like Drake, because he can give you the stuff as simple as it needs to be. Somebody, you can find a Drake song that you like.
Yeah, for sure, man.
If you you can find a Drake song that you like.
100% with you, you know. And I like the Chardonnay similarities. Don't misunderstand me. I like also dry Riesling for sure, yeah. But exactly, in Chardonnay, off dry and sweet makes no sense, you know. Mm-hmm. It don't need to be like this. It need to be a dry, can fit with wood and stuff like that, you know. But I like Chardonnay as well. But you can find. Yeah, for sure. You can. Now it's like we could say Drake is good music. It don't matter that it comes from hip hop or what kind of hip hop it is. It's just good music.
And that's the thing. So, you know, I love Drake. I just told you all these amazing things about him. I personally think he is the closest thing that our generation will see to Michael Jackson, in my opinion. But I look
I
at Drake.
Think about that, but
I look at Drake as an entertainer, though. You know, and he can never get into my top 5 rappers. He can never get into my top 10 rappers either. And it's because of the questionable pen. It is because of the
What kind of question?
So he has what they would call in the U.S. a questionable pen, meaning there were a lot of ghostwriter allegations that he had a ghostwriter on lots of things. It's been proven that he had a ghostwriter on certain things. We've actually heard reference tracks where there's other. So a reference track is, for everybody at home, a reference track is when a songwriter records the song for the person that they're writing the song for, so that they can memorize all the cadences and everything and how they're saying the rap. So there is actually a reference track for a Drake song. There's even another one where, like, he actually rapped this guy's whole entire verse, you know? I mean, and we could say it was an ode, like, you know, if for you guys at home, look up, what's that song? YOLO. Yeah, YOLO. That was a song where he said another guy's verse. So anyway, but that's all that said. Although he's the best entertainer, the best hip hop artist, in my opinion, out, he can't be my favorite. He can't get in the top 10 rappers list because, I think that he writes 99.9% of his stuff, but that 0.1%, counts, and there's too many.
It's a problem, man.
There's too many people that I can't that do the 100% that I can't put that over. So, as much respect and admiration, I can't put that.
I do have one question. So, if he do not have any ghostwriters, he would be on the top 5.
Yeah, he's that good.
And if he would be open and say, okay, this is my song and this is from somebody else, these lines. If he would be very, very, let me say, honest with his things, what was then?
See, it's not about integrity, you know, it's the simple fact that at the end of the day, that is an advantage that other artists didn't use. Even though they might not have been as commercially successful, commercial success is not what defines the best rapper. We trying to run them numbers up, y'all. You want to help grow the brand? Subscribe to the YouTube right now. Be the first to check out new episodes of Taste and Notes from the Streets, our fire visual and event series where we pair our favorite foods from the hood with different wines from around the world. I mean, if you only listening to the podcast, you're only getting half the fun. So subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to our YouTube. One.
There we go.
Like, and that's just my opinion and how I view it. Like, personally, like, someone might listen to that and say that I'm saying something negative about Drake, but I'm actually saying he is the best hip hop artist out. And in our generation, I don't think we're going to get closer to Michael Jackson simply because of how long it took Michael Jackson to be Michael Jackson. So there would have, if it's going to happen in our lifetime, there would have already needed to be a Drake that was coming, and there just hasn't been. So, you know, and there's been successful hip hop artists. We could talk about 50 Cent. We could talk about Lil Wayne. We could talk about Eminem. But no one has done what Drake is doing, and has the, and he's not even at his full potential. So I'm not even, by me saying that, I'm not even mentioning something negative. It's just how I view my top five rappers and so on and so forth. So, you know, if this gets to Drake, don't be mad at me, man. I'm just, you know, it's all love, champagne, poppy. It's
he's
all
Link Poppy. He's Link Poppy.
That's just my opinion from the information that I have. There's information that I don't have. So, who knows? but anyway, there man. But what is the wine drinking scene like there out in Germany?
In Germany, you can see a lot of. It's a wine producing country, so you have a lot of this traditional winemakers, and so they are really communicate in different way that I do. So for them, I'm sometimes this crazy guy, you know. And in the beginning, even before I started Ask Tony, I was known as a sommelier in Germany already. But then I changed my style, and in the beginning there was kind of, was, you know, not sure if they like or not like what I'm doing. But right now it is like, I feel it, at least that the people say, okay, very, they are very happy that I bring new people to this whole game. And along this way, there are also a lot of wine making people, young wine making people who start to doing their own way, you know, try to get free of this traditional steps, you know, and go their own way. It's like music again, you know. And there are a lot of natural wine producers that unfortunately in Germany, nobody recognized really much, only in a small bubble, you know, in all these wine bars, but they selling their stuff in to Scandinavia in general, because their people love this kind of natural things, and also very, very cold made Riesling with high acidity and stuff like that. So they sell all the time abroad. And sometimes I'm kind of not sad about it, but I don't like to think in this kind of, Schubladen is in German. in this kind of drawers, is it? Yeah, you know, in this kind of categories, I don't want to. So for me, I'm open to everything, you know, and then like we said, in different kind of hip hop styles, so I'm open to all the wines as well. So and when I see the youth is more and more sustainable, more and more going to the core and the truth, let me say, and this is what I like. And then you have full energetic wines, and the drink animation is high, you know. You want to drink like the glue 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 wines, and even if they are kind of these wines, they have something deep. If you are really focused on it, it's like on a good song, you know. If you listen to it, then
you can get the
much
words.
More. It's like back in the day. Yeah, back in the days, you remember? We bought some albums. I remember that there was a US released NWA album.
Yeah.
And I go to the shelf, to the store, actually, to the record store. And then I was like, and you know, I was digging in. And then this CD pops up and US import. And I was like, shocked. In this moment, and then I grab it, you know, and then I directly call my best friend and I said, yeah, there is the US import, I bought it right now. And he said, no way, man, no, there is it, I have it in my hand. He was like, no, what the fuck, can you bring it? No, I have to listen to it. And if you are back in the days bought this record, for example, you know, then it was, you listen to it. There is not only this, what we are doing today, skipping all the songs all the time. There is something that you hear, it's more on the surface, more, let me say, mainstream, you know, but there are these songs that I really, really like right now. They are this on the second row, on the third row. When you listen to the whole album, then you, after, you know, weeks or something, you feel it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And these are the really bangers, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can find this kind of wines as well.
Yeah, man. Nowadays, and the people misinterpret things a lot, you know, because this music is consumed differently. So music is released differently. You know, the music is created differently because it's consumed differently.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. The barrier for entry in music is so low. We could release this right now, put a beat on it and release this as a song in 30 minutes to the whole world, you know,
bars.
And have it on iTunes in 30 days. So,
true,
you know,
that,
but we're in the information age, and with that, music comes more frequently, but we also, I guess, need it less, right? Because there's so much that constantly comes to replace it. But then, you know, so the music is weak. And when I say weak, I don't mean weak in strength, but it only lasts for a week, 7 days.
Yeah. But man, if you are not listening, then maybe you lose something.
Yes.
You know, and it disappears because after a week is the next one.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I try, if I feel a connection to something, to try to get the album. Sometimes I'm really sad because it's not an album anymore, it's just singles,
it's
putting
singles
together, and they say this is the album. There is no red line in it,
there's
know?
No continuity, there's not
exactly,
it's not a full idea.
Albums
used to be a complete thought. They're not complete thoughts anymore. It's
yeah,
a bunch of random
exactly
thoughts that go through your head during the day.
Sometimes it is like it is, you know.
No,
sometimes
that
it's fun, it's good, you know, but it's, where is the deepness? It disappeared because everything is so quick. It's, kind of sad. Sometimes.
Yeah, it's weak.
But it is like it is.
It's weak.
There you go.
You know, to everybody at home, I don't want you guys to misinterpret what I'm saying and saying that hip hop is bad right now. I think that it's in a good place in regard to the fact that there's a lot of innovation. And although, you know, there's not as much as it, percentage wise, there's not as much good music, it's because the numbers went up, you know, that like 10%.
The numbers are releasing, when you
mean.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
it's so much more. So, you know, 10% of 100 is different from 10% of a million. You know, you're getting different
man.
Money back, you know.
Sure.
And so
it's
just, you gotta look at music in the same way. So it's great. There's a lot of great music in that is there. It's just percentage wise, we've switched. It's a lot different. There's not the high frequency of amazing music, but lots of things jump through. It's just, there's so much more music. But yeah, man. So like, what's next for you, man? Like, you know, you are already crushing it. And just since I've been following you, I've seen your growth. So what's next for you?
For me, next is, right now we open up a new place. You will find there French fries and wine and the dopest of poppies. My friend, this is so deep, really. And this also started, I with my being tried, this is my claim, wine is not complicated. I say it in German, so maybe it makes no this much, how we say, sense. Maybe that makes not this much, but you understand what I'm doing. So I want to transport this also to make it feelable for the people. That's why we have this place. Is a very nice place in middle of Düsseldorf, and it's like an old diner, you know, the round kind of, you know. And I don't want to have berries inside there, you know, just people come order the French fries, maybe want to order a beer, and I said, yeah, I have a glass of wine as well. Do you want to? And then they listen to the sound, and nobody have to be like, if thinking if they fit there or something, you know, right. It's for everybody.
Right.
And
right.
This is the next thing that happened.
I love
and
it.
The name is Pelican Fly. And I don't know if you checked out the movie Scarface. Sure,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, man.
search for this. Yeah, here you go. There it comes from. Sitting there.
I love it, man. That is dope, man. Like I said, Tony, like it's been amazing to watch you online. I definitely, you know, we on this global thing. I gotta come out there. We gotta link up and do some events. I need you.
Whenever you find yourself in Düsseldorf here in Germany, let me know, please. Yeah,
nah, we're gonna meet up.
We're
gonna put it together.
And yes, man.
I definitely gotta get you out here as well. So
we'd love to come, man.
We're gonna do some great things. I already got some ideas, so y'all be ready. That's also on the what's next for Tony, y'all.
There you go.
Oh man. Well, Tony, man, thank you so much for joining me on the show, bro. This has been great, man. I hope y'all at home had as much fun listening as we had recording this.
Yeah,
you got anything you want to leave the people with?
Only, you know, guys, wine is not complicated. It is for everybody, so be open-minded for it. And thanks, man, that you're having me. I really appreciate that.
Awesome, man. It's Wine and Hip Hop, y'all. Peace.
Hip Hop.
This was a moment in Wine and Hip Hop, brought to you by Crew Love.